A good friend of mine told me a couple weeks ago that he has a relative living in Eretz Yisrael that's an almona. And she had a very difficult time after Rav Shmuel Orbach, Zichron Livracha, was nifter a few years ago. Why? Because he used to call her every week on Erev Shabbos to wish her a good Shabbos. The point that we have to learn from this is that you see from here that the fact that he called her once a week for a few minutes made a difference in her life of existing. We have to take this as a very, very strong point, a very Musa Haskell how to learn out. Many times we look around at people and we see somebody, whatever the point is, the person doesn't have a job, the person's elderly, whatever the thing is, the person's lonely, the person's alone, and we think, what can I do to make a difference for this person? So I'll give them a 5-minute phone call. What is that going to do? Is that going to change around and put meaning in the person's life? It may very well, yes, put something into that person's life. When someone knows that there's somebody that's going to call, already a few hours before, they're looking forward to it. After the phone call, they're in a better mood. They go to sleep in a good mood. They wake up in the next morning in a better mood that someone called me yesterday. There's something to look forward to. There's something afterwards to feel good about. Imagine someone just goes and visits someone even once every other week for 25 minutes. The person has to go, put their shaitel on, has to get ready, has to clean up their house. There's something to look forward to. There's something to do. A person should never underestimate what that means, those few minutes of reaching out in a phone call, or even better, if we can actually visit. And a person should never say, but it's only a few minutes. It's not going to change the overall picture. That's the furthest thing from the truth. Sometimes, I know of another story where somebody who had no chavrusis, he had nothing. He was a person who had no job. He had been in yeshiva. He had no chavrusis. And someone made it his thing that like 3 times a week, he learned with him for 15 minutes. The person said those 3 times a week that he learned with someone for 15 minutes, that made his whole week into something worth living. Because 3 times a week, he learned for 15 minutes. Now, learning 3 times a week for 15 minutes, besides that it's you're interacting with someone, you're learning 15 minutes, then you think about, oh, I learned with my chavrusa like this. I'm going to meet him again in 2 days from now. Maybe I'll think about that kasha. Maybe I'll have something to report back to him. It could literally change around someone just those few minutes that we could give. And like we've said so many times in these Chesed podcasts, the greatest chesed is to give someone a good feeling. That's greater than cooking them supper. That's greater than all types of giving someone a ride. The greatest chesed is to make someone feel good. And let's remember, kol ha-merachem al ha-briyos, merach min alav min ha-shamayim. Whoever has rachmanis on people, Hashem does mida keneged mida, he has rachmanis back on the person. And let's internalize what the Peleoyot says, that when we do a chesed for someone, that's greater than all the schoolers of doing 40 days this and 40 days that. Doing the mitzvah, the raisa of gemilas chasadim in the Torah is a mitzvah saseh, what Hashem commanded us to do, and that's the guarantee of Chazal. Kol merachem alav briyos, merachem alav min hashamayim. That is greater than any skula. Like the Peleoyot says, to do a smallest chesed, like change a coin for someone, is greater than doing psicha by ne'ilah, are being sandik by a bris milah, because this is a mitzvah saseh in the Torah of chesed. Kol shekein v'kol shekein, but we're not just giving someone change, we're not just cooking someone supper, we're giving someone some type of feeling that life is worth living. That brings such a rachmonis down from Hashem on us, that Hashem will make sure we feel that our life is worth living, and Hashem will shower us with bracha, hatzlacha, and give us a good feeling in everything that we do.